late arriving, and she is not going to be able to join us right now at 4 o'clock, and that's okay, Nan. Just you and I, it's us together here, girl. And thank God for your faithfulness. And Betty's on her way to Michigan, so everybody's got things going on in their lives. And actually, I'm getting on a plane at 7 a.m. and going to Texas tomorrow morning to meet my new grandson, Joel Chase, for the first time and spend a few days with my kids, Mark and Candy. And so everybody's got things going on in their lives. We don't fault them for that at all. And we're just glad that you're here, Nan. Otherwise, this would be a one-man band today.
Well, I'm here, too. I'm sorry I got caught up in traffic running late there.
No, that's okay. All right. You said that you've been with us 7 years at Beacon, and your faithfulness has been amazing. And we've gone through a lot of changes. When we were in Tampa years ago, we began in 01. We got to be a very good-sized church in Tampa, a nice location, et cetera. And then things began to change through the years of the recession. People moved away for jobs, and our numbers began to dwindle. And a couple years ago, actually it's three now, we gave up our building and decided to not continue in that vein. And we've been meeting in a hotel on Wednesday nights, Clearwater. But now we're changing that even, because so many of our people want to be on Sunday morning. And so we will be meeting in my home for a while until we get a new location. So if any of you are interested on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m., just email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll give you the details starting September 10th. And that is going to be soon, and we're excited about that. And we will continue the Facebook posts on Wednesday night at 7:30 from my home office. And I'm excited about this, Nan. I feel good about it. I feel like it's time for this kind of more smaller, you know, not a huge room, et cetera, a smaller place to meet, more personal, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Get on board, dear man.
And it's right before.
I'm teasing you.
What'd you say?
Get on board.
I'm on board. This is just as Alice's stepping stones.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for that dream and for Alice sharing it.
Yeah.
This is just a stepping stone for Beacon.
Right.
What we're going through. And right. I'm really excited because, I mean, I just know some things that God is going to do.
Yeah.
I know some things he's going to do.
Yeah.
And some things he's
promised
even to me. I know some things he's promised, and I know that it's going to come true. So I'm really, really, really excited about what is happening at Beacon. Really. I mean, really, I say that honestly. I'm really, really excited.
You know, our outreach is global. With this show on Sundays, we have a partnership with StarcomRadioNetwork.com, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And you can hear this show this coming Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, followed by our Thursday night show that Dr. Angel and I do, which is a life coaching, free counseling show. I love doing Thursday night show. It's Go Yard, which means hit a home run in life. And it's not about God, but it's about godly principles. But it's really about living life better and learning how to deal with a lot of life's problems. We've dealt with domestic violence. We got a new series coming up about lying, which is going to be interesting. We do a lot of questions and answers from audience. It's a call-in show. It's Thursday night, starts right at 6:06 p.m. right here on this network, tantalknetwork.com. You want to say a word about Go Yard on Thursday nights?
I enjoy it.
You listen.
I listen. I've even called in.
Right.
You can call in, you know. It's a great ministry tool. You know,
right.
Like you say, it's not, quote, under, you know, real religion or whatever, but, you know, the topics that you broach, many people who are Christians are dealing with those issues.
Problems with teens and all kinds of issues, fear, worry, anxiety. We cover, it's a wide gamut, and we are almost ready to hit our third year mark on that show. And that'll be the middle of September when we celebrate our third anniversary. You can go to our website for that show, which is different than for the ministry. It is www.goyard2014, because that's the year we started it, .org. It's a .org, not a .com. And all of our shows with titles are there. So that's goyard2014.org, and you can go listen. They're 1 hour shows, not 2 hour shows. But it's a joy to do that. Dr. Angel is one of our radio contributors here for this show and a part of the ministry, and she's a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. She's got the credentials, and it's fun.
I was just thinking, I'm sure it's on cloud. I can remember taking a picture of her as she was standing in front of the church sharing what you guys were going to be doing. I took a picture of her. It was so neat. She was really so excited, and you were allowing her to be the one to share, you know, Go Yard with us. And that was pretty cool. Maybe I'll have to see if I can find that picture.
Yeah, find that. That would be great.
Send that to her and
we
you.
We need to put that on our website. Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, it's a joy to do that show every Thursday night. I love it. It's really fun. So we're glad you've joined us today for our second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with Nan Watson. And it's just us today, girl.
It's just us today.
It's all right. We're okay.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're fine. We're going to play 10,000 Reasons, another one of my favorite songs.
Ooh.
Let's bless the Lord together, gang. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
God. We worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Lord, I worship your holy name. We do that, Lord. We just worship you right now. We give you glory and praise for what you're doing in this show and what you're doing in our individual lives. You are the mighty God, and we love you so very much. We bless your holy name. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Nan, what did God give you during that song?
I'm really
song?
Excited about this one, Pastor.
Well, you're jumping up and down in the studio, so I know there must be something.
It's good. Bless me with all that you have. Worship my name with all you do. I am with you in all that you face. Praise me. You will make it through. I love you with an everlasting love. I love you. I hold you so dear to me. Praise me with all that you have within. Reach out to me with praise. For you see, I am with you and will greatly bless you. You are growing so much stronger in me. So of what you currently face, you will very soon be set free.
Woo!
Yes! That's great. I love it. I got to do the bell. Can I do the bell?
You can do the bell.
But I can do the bell.
You
I
know what?
Sorry. That is a great. I just
You're
love
just going to have to read that again, and you're going to have to send me a copy of it to take with me to Texas. So let's hear it again.
Oh, yes. Praise God. I don't know if I can do it. It's so exciting.
You are excited. That's good to see you that excited. Wow.
Okay. Let me calm down here.
Ooh. All right. Calm down.
Okay. Calm down. Bless me with all that you have. Worship my name with all that you do. I am with you in all that you face. Praise me. You will make it through. I love you with an everlasting love. I love you. I hold you so dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
Praise me with all that is within. Reach out to me with praise. For you see, I am with you and will greatly bless you. You are growing so much stronger in me. So of what you currently face, you will very soon be set free. Yes!
I claim that for myself.
Yes! Yes!
And listeners, you can claim it for yourself, too, if you're going through a hard time, that you're going to soon be set free. God just wants us to really learn to walk in his grace and accept the fact that he wants you to live beyond your circumstances. You know, not bogged down by them, but beyond them. You know, I'm looking here at my Bible. Let's go to Genesis 35. And I had written this years ago at the top of my page in Genesis 35. And it's a quote from Graham Cook, who I love his writings and his teachings. And he says, God's desire for you is that you live a life happily beyond your circumstances, that everywhere you go, your life blesses others. And that's why we get excited when we hear these songs like 10,000 Reasons for My Heart to Sing, because we know that even though we are going through a struggle, just being here on the air today and saying God is meeting my needs through this struggle, or God is showing me things through this struggle, or God is teaching me something through this struggle, or God is teaching me some new concept about him or a deeper understanding of who he is for my problem. We are to live beyond our circumstances, Nan, not under them.
And many times,
you know what?
Yeah.
Let me say something else right there, because a lot of times we say, I feel like I'm just under this cloud, or I feel like I'm just under this, like we're under it. And God wants us to live over it. That's the point I wanted to make. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that is so true. I mean, you know, there again is back to how do we look at it? You know, I mean, you are facing difficulties right now. I know that. And you are looking to God in those circumstances, and you're doing what's supposed to be done, not what many people do. Many people live, like you just said, under the circumstances.
Right.
You're living above the circumstances.
That's what we're supposed to do.
You're growing in God. You're getting stronger in God. You're learning more about God.
I mean,
it's like amazing,
yes.
You know? That's the way God wants it to be.
And Jacob, too, regardless of how hard it was for him to work 14 years to get to his two wives, pay off his debt to his father-in-law for Rachel and Leah, and then he worked 6 more years to develop his own business, his own herd. And in that 6 years, Laban deceived him over and over again. So, in fact, Jacob said at one point that Laban changed his wages 10 times during those 20 years. Okay. He was constantly trying to get the best of Jacob. And in the middle of that, Jacob learned to trust God more. And so when it came time to get out from under, quote unquote, those circumstances, or to move beyond them, I like that better, he could hear God's voice. It's time to go, Jacob. And he said, oh, it's time to go. Okay, let's go. And sometimes we are so, what's the word? Overcome, obsessed with the problem, that we can't see the blessings that are happening all around us.
Well, I know I had, if I may share a personal situation.
Please do.
I had a situation where my ex-husband's wife accused me of battery, which did not happen.
Right.
She lied.
Yeah.
They falsified stuff. She lied. And 4 months later, I get a notice that I've got battery charges against me. And I don't normally talk. I just feel I need to say this because I normally don't share this. But by the state of Florida, I'm like, what is going on here? You know, so I start checking it out. It was just ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. But yet, you know, she was able to bring that charge against me. And it was really not fair. It wasn't fair at all. Had to get an attorney. It still wasn't fair. But it was interesting what happened through that, talking about learning. That is when God laid the principle upon me of praise. You enlist praise warriors. So I went down, I prayed, I asked the people I felt I should ask who were also going through difficult times. And they were my praise warriors. They began to praise with me. And I would write poems and all kind of stuff and mail to them so they would encourage them. Well, bottom line, it was interesting. God brought me to the story of Joseph and all that he went through. And I felt like I was Joseph. But what I did in all that, and I'm not saying, oh, look at me, but I'm just sharing personally what I did in that. Because I had learned from some previous stuff, had faith had built up, I began just to praise God. Right in the midst. And I remember when we went in the courtroom, right. I am sitting there writing poems,
praising God.
You know, when normally you should be all scared, what's going to happen? My God was in control.
Amen.
I knew he was in control, and I didn't need to be fearful of anything,
right.
And I was not.
Amen.
I was not fearful throughout any of that once I got that praise gang on board with me. I saw God move in that situation. Everything was dropped against me because it was a bunch of crap, you know, but it was, I didn't mean to say that word, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yet God was with me.
And he took care of it.
He took care of me, he took care of it. After that never happened again. And they backed off a little bit after that because God.
He fought your battle.
He took control
of it. And that's why we've been doing this series for 13 weeks on precious promises. Because it is so important that we understand that it's the promises of God that are going to get us through these situations in our lives. And that when we are focused on the problem and not the answer, when we're focused on the problem instead of the greatness of God, we can miss the blessing. We can miss it.
Right.
I read something that, again, that Graham Cook wrote recently, and it said the language of heaven is promises. That's how God communicates to us through his word, through promises. That's why we've been doing this series and why this series is so vitally important, because God, we've been talking about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and how they received the promise, and how Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years for the promised child to be born to them, which was Isaac. Jacob worked 20 years. Sometimes we get it in our head that God's going to answer just bam, like that. And a lot of times the process is more important than the end game. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so often we get ourselves so focused on, I want that answer. I want it right now. And we put God, I want it by Thursday at noon, you know? And I mean, I used to do that years ago, and I began to realize, well, God does not work on my timetable,
right.
Just because I think, okay, God, I'm praying right now and I'm believing you for this answer by Thursday at noon. Everybody, I want you to agree with me. I'm going to have my answer by Thursday at noon. And I began to realize that's not how God works.
Thursday at noon came and went.
Yeah, because the language of heaven is his promises, right. And he wants us to stand on those promises. Right. You know, God's strength in us gets stronger and stronger as we stand on the promises. That old hymn we used to sing when I was growing up in church, and you too, standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Verse 1, 3, and 4.
Verses 1, 3, and 4. Let's stand now on verse 3. Yes, that's how it was. But standing on the promises. That's what this series is about. Abraham did it. Isaac did it. Jacob did it. Down through the line of Jacob, here comes Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he says, let me give you some more promises. I'll never leave you, forsake you. No, I'm right here with you all the time, okay? I am the light of the world, Jesus said. I'll give you light for your problems, your dark areas in your life, lift you out of depression. Maybe some of our listeners this morning or this afternoon are battling some emotional things. God says to you, I don't know who this is for, but it's for somebody out there. God says to you that depression and anxiety and fear are not bigger than the promises of God. And for someone out there, the promise is this, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Whoever that is for out there, claim it. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Stand on that promise. It is for you, whoever you are out there. Could be somebody who listens to this show 10 years from now. Who knows? I mean, God, that is for you. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And so when we realize that the promises are there for us to take and stand on, for us to appropriate for our individual lives, then we begin to realize the importance of them. Talk to me, Nan.
Well, you know, Jesus came, he did a lot of good things, but he came to sacrifice his own life so that we could have eternal life.
Right.
And he promised how people would be healed. He promised how things would be better in their lives. He did a lot of promises. What I wanted to flip on with that promises is also in the New Testament, we can read the miracles that he did.
Absolutely.
Read the miracles. And many of those are tied up into, you know, I will heal you, I will bless you, I will help you. And a lot of the miracles that he did fall under many of these categories of the promises. And
absolutely.
I mean, he fulfilled, just get out, go to John, read all the red letter stuff, the black letter too, because it brings it all together. But read what he said and how he spoke and how he lived. He walked in the promises of
God. He did. And I'm reminded of John 15, I think it's verse 7 that says, you know, as you pray in my name, Jesus said, in my name. Okay, that's a promise. I'm gonna run over there to John. I think it's 15:7. So let me find it real quick now that you brought up the book of John. And for our listeners out there, if you're not kind of new to reading the Bible, get in the book of John. That's the best place to start. Verse 7 of John 15. Jesus said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. Whoa, that's huge. If you remain in me and my words remain in you. And then other places he says, if you quote my name, if you're speaking in my name, in the name of Jesus. So very important. And these are promises. And so, listeners, we teach the word of God, and we're glad we do, because that's where the power is. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the presence of God in your lives. And he wants to manifest his glory in your life to a greater extent. He wants to reveal himself to you in a new way. Love it. In the name of Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's what brings me to this song right here. Again, one of my favorites. This one's by the group Selah. I bless your name. Woo, I bless your name. Love this song. Love this song. I bless your name. Speak his name right now wherever you are. Jesus. Jesus.
in prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night. Their chains were loosed and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I love that song. Woo, when I leave here, I'm going to put that on in my car. Oh, I love that song. And it's so true that God wants us to bless him and to praise him. And remember, Jacob said, God, I want you to bless me. As we bless him, as we say, God, you are so powerful. You are bigger than the problem I have. God begins to minister into our lives. Genesis 35, God spoke to Jacob and he told him to go back to Bethel. Go back to that place where he had that encounter with God 20 years before. That was that place, you know, where he saw that he had that dream. And he said, build an altar to God who revealed himself to you when you were running for your life from your brother Esau. And so here's what Jacob did in verse 3 of Genesis 35. Jacob told his family and all those who lived with him, throw out all the alien gods which you have. Take a good bath and put on clean clothes. Three things. I want to talk about this real quick. Before they went back to that place where Jacob had had that amazing encounter with God, God said through Jacob to his wives, his children, everybody, throw out all your alien gods. Now, Exodus 20, verse 3 is the first commandment, and it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We live in a society where a lot of things can be our gods. Money, work, job, toys that we might have, relationships that are keeping us from our relationship with God. There's so many things that can be a alien God to you, something that keeps you from putting God first in your life. And God is saying today on this show, and he said in Genesis 35 to Jacob, who he told his family this, get rid of all that. Spend time in the presence of the Lord. Have an encounter. This show is all about encountering Almighty God in a fresh way. When you take steps that God is recommending right here, put away those things in your life. Get your priorities straightened out. Figure out what it is that is keeping you from a fresh encounter with God. Is it your stubbornness? Is it your laziness? Is it too many Netflix shows? Is it too much work? Do you work 12 hours a day and then you fall into bed? Whatever the case may be that keeps you from getting stronger in your relationship with God, you need to take a look at that. And Jacob said to his family, get rid of all the alien gods which you have. That was point one, Exodus 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Second point was, here's what you're to do. Take a good bath and put on clean clothes. The second point right here that God said through Jacob to his family was take a good bath. Now, that's easier said than done when you live back in those times, because it probably meant go to the river. You know, because they didn't have running water. Take a good bath. And we think of being washed in the blood of the Lamb and being washed with the water of the Word. That's what this is talking about. Taking a good bath. Guys, we need to take a good bath. Remember, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. It's talking about bathing from all unrighteousness. This point too is talking about getting rid of things in our lives that we need to confess as sin. Pornography, laziness, complacency, whatever it is for you, take a good bath. Let it go. Let it go under the blood of Jesus, whatever it is. What preoccupies your mind? Is it worry about your job? Is it worry about money? Is it worry about other things? Is it lust for things? Lust it can be a powerful enemy. So the second point here is take a good bath. And the first one is put on clean clothes. Now, you know, you don't want to say to a child, hey, here, let's put on clean clothes. And then you go, wait a minute. Did you just get out of the shower? Because you don't smell very clean. I mean, I had 3 kids in 4 years, and I remember how hard it was getting them to learn to wash their hair properly, wash their bodies properly. One of my kids, I can remember, he would go in the shower, and he'd come out, and I'd go, you don't smell any different than when you went in. You've been out playing ball. You're sweaty. You still smell the same. You did not wash yourself well. My two little twin tornadoes, the four-year-olds, we had an experience last week where I had to bathe them one night after they'd been out all day in the sun, the beach, and everything. And, oh, that's okay. And they just wanted to, you know, like, bathe themselves just barely, you know. Nan, I got a hold of that shampoo and that bar soap, and I went to work on those two little girls because they were dirty from the beach. They had salt on them, and they, no, you know, the little complaining. They really didn't want to be that clean. They just wanted a little bit of playing in the bath water, but not getting clean. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times, this is a good metaphor for a lot of times, Christians just, they'll go to church and they'll get a little dose of the Word, you know, the water of the Word. They'll get a little dose of it, but they don't allow it to really clean them up. And therefore, you can't be putting on clean clothes on a dirty body or a dirty mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this third point was put on clean clothes. And that is always talking about our robe of righteousness, our right standing with God. So talk to me, Nan. I've just kind of preached a little right there. But, I mean, it's such important stuff that we see what Jacob told his family. Throw out all your gods, anything that you have before God. Take a good bath. Put on clean clothes.
what I was reminded of probably about 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. The Lord dealt with me. You were talking about Netflix stuff. I don't have Netflix, but I had cable TV. And the Lord,
I love Netflix. I love it. I just have to have it in balanced doses,
exactly.
You know?
Well, what, you know, I didn't realize how much TV I watched until the Lord dealt with me about, I wasn't doing anything bad or wrong, but just to fine tune my spirituality a little bit. One of the things he spoke to my heart and asked me to do was to give up TV for 30 days. Now, you want to talk
about
a challenge.
That's hard for a lot of people.
And that was actually during, there was a time during that 30-day period that my absolute most favorite singer passed away tragically. And every news coverage everywhere was covering what happened with her, her death, her family, their funeral, the whole bit. And it was during that 30-day period.
Was that Whitney?
Actually, it was Donna Summer.
Oh, Donna Summer, yeah.
And I didn't watch the TV.
Wow.
I missed all the news accounts about her. But God had me on a mission. That mission was to be obedient.
That's what this is all about, these three points.
Right.
Obedience.
It was about doing what he asked me to do. And that was, I tell you, I mean, it was a little struggle, but it wasn't a big struggle because I was already into part of that 30-day period, and I could see the spiritual growth that I was experiencing amongst other things he had me doing during that 30-day period. And I came out on the other side going, wow, you know, I didn't realize I had such a habit of TV. Well, I did.
You know, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up because I think so many times we have a habit of being entertained. And so because it's just a good way to relax, turn on the TV or turn on, and I'm not against that.
No, not at all.
I watch
not
a whole lot of yes. ball games and et cetera on TV and good movies and stuff. But still, I have the time first with God
right.
and really spending time listening to him. And I think that's really what we're talking about today on the show. That Jacob is saying to his whole family, his wives, his children, all the servants, wait a minute. We want a fresh encounter with God. We started the show earlier, or about the second show, was we will embrace your move. And what God wants to do in us is speak to us and show us who he is. We're getting ready to start a new series here in a couple weeks. And it's about that whole concept of learning who he really is for us. It's been just burning in my heart. I can't wait to teach it. And I think I know the title of the series, but I'm going to wait and give that in a couple weeks. But I really feel like so many of us know about God. In fact, I went and wrote this down the other night. It just woke me up. So many people know about me, is what I heard God saying. So many people know about me. Yeah, they've heard of me. Yeah, oh, yeah, God. Oh, yeah, yeah, God. Yeah, that's... Uh-huh, yeah, I've heard about him. But very few people really know him. They know about him, but they don't know him. And this new series that we're going to start on the radio and in Beacon is about really knowing him. I remember Jesus in his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17 said, Father, I just want them to know you. I want them to know you, you know? And that's our goal here on this show. Why do we do this and spend the money to be on the air every single Sunday now for 11 years? Why? Because we want people to know God. You know, we don't want them to know about him. We want them to know him. You know, I can hear stories about my 12 grandkids from their parents. And I can never visit them. And I can see pictures of them on Facebook and go, oh, that's cute. Like this week, Mason and Grant started school, first grade, fourth grade. Saw a really cool picture that Mama Mary put on Facebook. But I also, looking at that picture, can remember so many fun times where we giggle and laugh and play with the chickens and do all kinds of crazy things. And in June, when I was up there in Indiana, Mason and I played pool basketball, man, on and off for 4 hours. And I have those memories. I know about Mason in the pool and how to beat him. I know what shot I can use to beat my 6-year-old grandson. Do you know what I'm saying? Because that comes from spending time.
Right.
We so often know about God, but we don't know him. And Jacob right here gave instructions to his family and his servants. Get rid of anything that's standing in the way of you getting to know him better. Take a bath. You know, confess your sins. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. That's a Christian's bar of soap right there. Cleansing. 1 John 1:9. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the third thing was put on that robe of righteousness. Put on clean clothes. Put on clean clothes. Don't walk around in the dirty garbage that you've lived in. In your mind, perhaps, or in your attitudes, or holding old grudges. Don't hang on to that stuff. Makes you stink.
Well,
talk to us.
Some people don't feel worthy.
Which we talked about that Wednesday night on right. Facebook post, didn't right. we? Jacob didn't feel worthy.
Right. Some people just don't feel worthy to receive that. And they are. I mean, God made them. He loves them. He wants to be there for
absolutely
you.
And I think sometimes we get so down on ourselves, which I pointed out in that post. That's hashtag always. Go back and listen to that from this past Wednesday night. So often we get so hung up on the failures that we've had and the ways we've missed hearing God in our lives, the way we have neglected our relationship and not grown it, that we think we don't deserve the blessings of God. And that was Jacob. He was saying, you know, God, man, I've messed up. I deceived my brother. I've done this. I've done that. I don't know, God. And he's going, wait a minute, Jacob. My promises are still there for you, regardless of how you messed up. Get rid of the alien gods. Get your priorities right. Take a bath. Put on clean clothes. That's what it's all about. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I just, what keeps coming to my mind, how some people just don't feel worthy
right.
of that, you know, and they need to move forward with faith, believing that they are, because they are worthy of that, you know, because of whose they are. They belong to God. You know, they have Jesus living in their heart. And so they messed up, you know. There was a scripture. You could probably help me with the scripture. I saw it on something here recently. And it went along something like, a wise man will fall down 7 times and get up.
Right.
A foolish man will fall down 1 time. Hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
You know? And so if people feel like they've made a mistake, they've sinned, they've done something wrong, they can't have God's, you know, they can't have him because they don't feel, they can't have the covering because they don't feel worthy, you know, just get back up.
Get back up. Get back up. You know, and it says here in Genesis 35 that what happened was Jacob said to his family, we're going to Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. We're going to go have an encounter with God. We are going to go have an experience, a fresh new experience. We pray before we start these shows that these shows will be an experience for you and for us of drawing closer to God. And he said, Jacob said in Genesis 35, I don't know what verse, it's about 3 or 4. He said, I'm going to build an altar there to the God who answered me when I was in trouble and has stuck with me everywhere I've gone since. So they turned over to Jacob all the alien gods, verse 4 of Genesis 35, that they'd been holding on to along with their Lucky Charm earrings. And Jacob buried them under the oak tree, not their Lucky Charm cereal, their Lucky Charm earrings. And he buried all these things under the tree in Shechem, and then they set out. And here's the result of them doing obedient, I tried to say both things at the same time. A paralyzing fear descended on all the surrounding villages so that they were unable to pursue the sons of Jacob. They arrived at that place, Bethel, in the land of Canaan. And Jacob, in verse 6 of Genesis 35, built an altar there and named it El Bethel, the God the God of the house of God, okay? Because that's where God had revealed himself to him when he was running from his brother. Sometimes we need to go back and remind ourselves what God did. We're going to play this song right now. Again, one of my favorite ones.
Ooh, one of your favorite ones. All
right. Yeah, it really is. Press On by the group Selah.
Oh, it is. I know it is.
Because it's helped me through some very hard times, especially a few, several months ago, back in October, when I was driving back from that revival in Indiana. And I knew that my brother-in-law was passing away, and I was hurrying as fast as I could down the interstate to get there. And I did get there a day and a half before he did pass. And no, a day before he passed. But anyway, that song was playing. I played it so much in the car because it gave me courage and gave me strength to go face what I was going to have to face and be there for my sister and for the family and the kids. Press On by Selah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your mighty name. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we just thank you right now that you do give us strength. You do give us peace. Lord, I'm reminded of Psalm 29:11. You've been ministering that verse to me the last several days. The Lord gives his people strength and blesses them with peace. And Lord, we thank you right now that you do that for our audience, for Nan and I, for everybody who's listened today or will listen in the future, that you give us strength and peace, especially when we're going through the hard moments in our lives. And Lord, let us learn these concepts that we've been talking about today. Let us desire to have a fresh, new, bold encounter with you, Almighty God, in such an amazing way that our lives are forever changed for your glory, to accomplish your will on this earth while we're still here. Lord, we press on. We press on with all that is within us. Lord, I pray for our listeners right now. Lord, for those that are battling illness, we ask that you just touch their bodies and heal them right now in the name of Jesus. For those that are mentally struggling right now with depression and anxiety and fear and panic, Lord, we command those things to be bound over them in the name of Jesus, and for them to have peace of mind. Give them strength in their minds. Give them peace. Psalm 29:11. The Lord blesses his people with strength and peace. And Lord, we claim that right now for our listeners. Lord, for those that are struggling with old habits and things that are keeping them bound up, Lord, we break the chains of addiction, the chains of lust, the chains of anything that would keep them from having a fresh encounter with you. Lord, we break the power of those chains over our listeners right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we declare that you are the mighty God, the God Almighty of blessing, and that you can and will change our circumstances. And no matter what we go through, we're learning who you are for us in that time of struggle. So Lord, minister to our listeners in a powerful way. And let them press on and become all that you would have them become. Let this be the moment of change for our listeners right now. For any out there, Lord, that don't know you as our personal Savior, let them accept you right now as their Lord and Savior and invite you into their heart. Let them say, yes, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God raised Jesus from the dead. And I invite you into my heart and ask you to forgive me for all my sins. Whoever that applies to, just do it right now by faith. So that if you died tonight, you'd be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. So Lord, we lift up our listeners now and in the future. Let them draw close to you and have a fresh encounter with Almighty God. This we pray for every single one of them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Nan.
Here's a poem that he gave me. Press on when you don't know what to do. Press on. Remember that I am with you. Press on when you feel such hurt and pain. Press on. My strength you will gain. Press on when you feel you can't go on. Press on, for you truly will become strong. Press on when the enemy raises his ugly head. Press on, for truly you will be lovingly led. Press on when you feel down and out. Press on, praise me, let out a shout. Press on for me, and you will make it through. Press on for miracles I will perform for you. Press on for my precious little child. Press on, the answers may seem wild. Press on, you're almost where you need to be. Press on, you will make it because of me. Press on, press on, press on.
Oh my, that's a powerful word. Whoa, you can send that to me too, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And anybody who wants a copy of any of these poems that God has given Nan during the show, this is not something she plans or anything like that. God gives it, you know, as we're having the show. You can just send me an email, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Tell me you want the poems from today's show and I'll send them to you. And you can contact me personally and you can contact my associate pastor, Pastor Jim. His email is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Our prayer line is prayers at bohmglobal.com. You're getting a theme here, bohmglobal.com. Our website is www.bohmglobal.com. For our Thursday night counseling show, it is goyard2014.org. O-R-G. That's the website for that show. Catch us this Thursday night at 6.06 p.m. right here on tantalknetwork.com for that counseling show. So, in fact, the title this coming week is Hurt People, Hurt People. So check it out this Thursday night. Be good. Nan, some final words there before we get out of here. It's been 2 hours that have gone by very fast, just you and I, and it. We did it.
We did it. Go ahead. Cindy, but we did it. I'd just like to tag on behind that last song and just tell the people to press on. I don't know what they're facing. We have no idea unless they email us. We don't know. But we do follow the leading of the Lord when we have these shows, and we know they minister to a lot of people. But I just want to encourage the people to press on. Hang in there. They're going to make it. They're going to make it. You're going to make it, listeners. Amen. You're going to make it. Praise Hang God. In there. Press on. You are going to make it. If you need prayer, send in a prayer request to our prayer line at prayers@bohmglobal.com.
There you go. You're learning it.
I'm learning it. And I just, that's just my final words. I just encourage them to press on.
We want to hear from you. Absolutely. If some of you want to be financial partners, your money goes directly for these shows. And you go to our website, again, bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations. It'll open up a window for you to give through PayPal. And all those monies go straight for the radio shows. bohmglobal.com, bottom of the homepage, donations, and then PayPal will open up. So it's a joy to be with you again today and to know that God is moving in your life, because he is. And so we're glad you have joined us. And again, I reiterate what Nan just said. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, we want to hear from you. And send that to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty or Shell or Pastor Jim will pick up that prayer request or praise report and send it out for you. And the prayer warriors will be praying for you. I am going to Texas in the morning. Pastor Jim just walked in to get all this equipment he has to have for next week. And he will be hosting the show, and I will be loving on my 12th little grandbaby, Joel Chase, and spending a few days with my kids. And I'll be back in this chair 2 weeks from today. But we want you to join us every single week, if you can, and tell people about the show, Living the Good Life, because we are here to talk about your relationship with God and how important it is that you grow that relationship. That's what this show's all been about today. You can hear it after sometime this evening on podcast here, tantalknetwork.com. You can catch it again, and you can catch it on starcomradionetwork.com this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, followed by our Thursday night show. So catch that, and just know it's not far to Jesus. He's right there. He loves you so very much. He's got a plan for your life, and God wants to show you what that plan is. He loves you, and he's with you always. We pray that you have learned some new things today. You've gained some new insight into the presence of Almighty God. God love you. God loves you. God loves you. This has been Nan Watson and Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida, bringing you the Word of God today on this wonderful radio station. Have a good week. See you very soon. Tune in next week. Pastor Jim and a couple of the radio members will be here hosting the show. God bless you. Have a great week. See you soon. It's not far.